This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Today I want to talk to you about listening and a lack of listening, because I'm convinced that most people are poor listeners. Your spouse may say, "You never listen." Your children may say, "You never listen." Your parents may say, "You never listen." It could go on and on. And listening doesn't take place only in the mind and the intellect, or with this physical part of the body we call the ear. Listening happens in the intellect, but it also happens in the heart. You see, you listen with your mind, but you also listen with your heart and spirit. And Jesus recognized that so much that he even gave a parable. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, where Jesus, and it's the only time in the New Testament I know this happens, where Jesus says, "Here's the story, but I'm going to interpret it for you. I will tell you what each individual part of this story means, so there's no room for doubt. This is not a parable that's open for interpretation by me or anyone else for this reason. Jesus already did it for me. I don't have to explain it." And it will describe somebody in this room. In fact, it'll describe everybody in this room. I want you to turn to Luke 8. This is exactly where we left off last week. We're preaching through the book of Luke. Luke 8. We're going to divide it into two sections so we can understand it better. Let's just read the first three verses. "After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means." Let's just stop right there. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I want to comment on the women, many women that are referred to as helping in the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of the disciples. I want to point out something very important, because I've heard people make slurs about the New Testament, about Jesus, and here's one of the places they make slurs. Listen carefully. These women were not groupies following a rock star. These women were not camp followers like we read about in history during the Civil War, women who followed the troops and were right behind them to do whatever. That's not what these women were doing. These women were women who were changed by the power of God. Can you imagine Mary Magdalene? It's described in this way. 7 demons were cast out of her by Jesus. Can you imagine the hell that she went through with having 7 demons in her life? We're not told why 7. We're not told what she did to get those demons. Perhaps Mary Magdalene was involved in the occult. I hope you do realize that occult involvement is a gateway to demonism. You want to know how to open up your life to demons? I think you get involved in the occult. Get involved with the Ouija boards. Get involved with seances. Get involved with fortune telling. Get involved with tarot cards, and you are opening a gateway, perhaps, to the demonic. I don't know if that's what she did. I don't know if there was something going on in her life personally that opened the door to the demonic. But Mary Magdalene had 7 demons. And a word about exorcism here. I didn't say this in the first service, but I feel led to say it here. Jesus did not perform exorcisms. He did not have a ritual. He just said 2 words: "Come out." That's what Jesus did with demons. Out. And they were gone. He had that power and authority over the demons in Mary Magdalene's life. No wonder she wanted to serve him. When Jesus changes your life, the most natural thing in the world is to want to serve him.
Well, the passage is Luke, the 8th chapter. The topic is the parable of the sower. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.